Okay, so when I was a kid, on Channel 5, after school every day, they'd show the 4 o'clock movie, right? And you know, they'd have their Elvis week, or the Shirley Temple week. Pure torture. This was pre the 5,000 channels. You had to just sit there and suffer through.
When I get pulled up the big bad wolf,
But once a year, they'd have the most fantastical, bestest, most awesome week of all. Godzilla Week.
It's Godzilla!
And me and my brother, we'd run home, right? Mama, we need some popcorn. And we'd mix us up some strawberry Kool-Aid, plop down on the beanbag chair, and we'd be ready, Jack. Godzilla versus Mothra, or versus the Smog Monster, or versus King Kong. And it wasn't a Godzilla movie until they started destroying Tokyo. Fire, and x-rays, and lava, and knocking over whole city blocks, and epic fights. We'd laugh and holler, "Get him, Godzilla! Mess him up!" After the bedlam, Godzilla would return to the sea, ready to rise again for the next movie. I loved every minute of it. So imagine my delight when I moved to Japan with my brother and we discovered a country full of people who love Godzilla. Godzilla stores, Godzilla candy, Godzilla toilet paper. And then we heard about a Godzilla triple feature going down in Kyoto and we were there. Just like old times, got some popcorn, ran right to the middle seat in the middle of the theater and started having a ball.
"Get him, Godzilla! Take that, Tokyo!"
But the mood in the theater, it didn't match up with our time back in front of the TV. Even as we yelled at the screen, people around us sat quiet and contemplative. It made me think, what's going on? Are we watching the same monster? Then I watched Godzilla torch Tokyo with his radiation breath. And it occurred to me, the people who suffered Hiroshima, the people who suffered Nagasaki, they knew the real radiation breath. And this was their monster. Turns out that real monsters don't come from a swamp. They don't creep from a volcano. They don't drop from outer space. Real monsters lurk in the hearts of the people.